Today, I would like to give a talk on Four Elements Meditation. Before I deal with this Four Elements Meditation, in the teaching of the Buddha, we must understand two types of truth. One is conventional truth, one is ultimate truth. We have this body. This body is conventional truth. But if you penetrate into this body, then you will only see four elements, which are ultimate truth. So these truths are equally important, conventional truth and ultimate truth. And to practice, there are two ways to practice this Four Elements Meditation. One is brief way, another one is detailed way. Buddha taught brief way in Mahasatipatthana Sutta, Four Foundation of Mindfulness under the Contemplation of the Body. Buddha taught, O monk, and before that, this brief way, this brief way of Four Element Meditation practice was taught to Kuru people. Kuru people are highly intelligent people. So Buddha taught very short, very brief, and then they are able to comprehend and understand. So what is the way of brief way? Buddha said, a monk review this body, however it may be disposed or placed, consisting of four elements: earth elements, water elements, fire elements, and wind elements. That's all. Can you understand? You know how to practice? Don't know, because we are not intelligent people. So we don't know how to practice. So Buddha teach another detailed way in three suttas in Majjhima Nikaya. One is Datuk Vibhanga Sutta, Sutta 140. One is Maharahuro Wada Sutta, Buddha taught to his beloved son. Another one is taught by Venerable Sariputta, Mahahati Paropama Sutta. So in these three sutta, Buddha and Venerable Sariputta teach Four Elements Meditation in detailed ways. Okay. And brief way, the meditator directly go to ultimate truth. The detailed ways, the meditator using concept to reach ultimate truth. Okay? Then you may ask, why is it so important to practice this Four Element Meditation? Because Buddha say in the Majjhima Nikaya 33, Mahagopalaka Sutta, Buddha said, how does a bhikkhu have knowledge of materiality? Here, the bhikkhu understands, as it really is, all materiality of whatever kind consists of the four elements, and materiality derived from the four elements. That is how a bhikkhu has knowledge of materiality. And in the same sutta, the Buddha later says that without this knowledge, the knowledge of materiality, a bhikkhu or a practitioner is incapable of growth, increase, and fulfillment in this dharma. And this Four Element Meditation belong to material aggregates. We have five aggregates. Number one is form aggregates, consists of four elements. And this form aggregate subject to clinging. This form aggregate subject to clinging as mine, or subject to craving as mine, and also subject to identity view as myself. So if you cannot understand the four elements in an ultimate sense, then we always cling to this body as my body. We always identify this body as myself. This identity view prolong our round of rebirth. Because of identity view, we keep on come to birth again and again. And because of the clinging and the craving of this form aggregate, then we never reach eternal happiness. Because clinging, craving is the origin of all suffering. So if you cling to this body as mine, then you're never free from suffering. That's why it's important to penetrate this form aggregate as it really is, as impermanent, suffering and non-self, and finally get disenchanted with it, and the mind will liberated from clinging. Okay, so this is the purpose why we should practice this four elements meditation. So what are these four element meditation? Consists of earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. An element in Pali is called Dhatu. Why is called Dhatu? Because it bears its intrinsic nature. It is not the earth element. It's not the earth itself. Earth element is not the great earth itself. But the characteristic, the property the earth element bears. So when you touch the earth, what you feel?
Hard
and solidity. So when you touch the earth, you feel hard or solidity. So this is the property of earth element, or the characteristic that earth element bears. Sometimes also, when you rub the earth, how you feel? Roughness. So roughness is also the characteristic of earth element. And when you touch the earth element, you touch it softly. You don't feel hard. Then what you feel? How you feel?
Less hard.
Less hard is soft. Yes. So less hard is soft. So softness is also the characteristic of earth element. So also, the opposite of roughness is smoothness. So smoothness is also the property of earth element. Another one is heaviness. Heaviness and lightness. So three pairs. Hardness and softness relatively. Okay? You cannot find hard and soft together. Not possible. Okay? And heaviness and lightness, one pair. Roughness and smoothness, another pair. So there are six properties. In fact, there are three only. The other three is relatively. Okay? So if your intelligence is sharp, then you go to short way. You don't have to recite the 20 parts of the organs. Then you keep your attention on top of the head, Then you move down, scanning your body. Whatever has characteristic of hardness or roughness or heaviness is earth element. So you move from top of the head, move. You don't have to recite 20 parts of the organs. Move. Whatever you feel hardness, then you recognize this earth element. Hardness everywhere, or softness, or roughness. Then you recognize it as earth element, earth element. That's enough. But if you scan the body, no hardness at all. No softness. You cannot feel hardness. You cannot feel softness. You cannot feel heaviness. Then you go to the 20 parts that I ask you to learn my heart. Head hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, up to the last one, brain. If you go one by one like that, head hair, head hair, then gradually the hardness will appear to you. Head hair is hard. Head hair is rough. So the hardness, roughness will appear to you. But within this, among these 20 parts of the organ, which have earth element as predominant factors, you can discard what is not clear to you. For example, the organ, the bone marrow, wow, very difficult to discern. Then forget it, no problem. Kidney, heart, liver, diaphragm, spleen, lungs, you may never see before. So it's very difficult for you to feel the hardness, roughness of it. Then discard it. Keep few which are clear. For example, head hair, body hair, teeth is very clear, hardness. Bone is very clear. So you keep the clear one and keep on discerning these few organs. Then the hardness will become clear to you. So you choose which way is more suitable for you. The first one is you just scan the whole body, whatever has characteristic of hardness, heaviness, roughness is earth element. That's all. Then if the earth element does not appear clear to you, then you go to 20 parts of the organs. Is it clear? Okay. Then, after that, this internal earth element. After you familiar with internal earth element, you must go to external earth element. External, there are two types of external earth element. One is animate with life. One is inanimate without life. Or matter, external matter make up by four elements. But we want to discern animate, other beings. For example, your beloved wife, your beloved husband, your son, daughter, your parents, and so on. We also discern they are earth element, so that we will not get too much attached to them. This is the purpose. We must discern external earth element. After you're familiar with the internal earth element, you go to external earth element. Okay. Then, after internal and external, so now both the internal earth element and the external earth element are simply earth element. So you must tell yourself, mentally you must tell yourself, mere element, simply earth element, internal and external. Why should we remind ourselves in this way? To remove the perception of being. So to remove the perception of the body. Okay, so we just mentally tell ourselves it's simply earth element, simply earth element, not a being. So that we gradually remove the perception of being. Okay. And that should be seen as it actually is with proper wisdom. Once you get familiar with earth element, then you see it with your wisdom, thus this earth element is not mine. It's I am not. This is not myself. So when one sees it thus as it actually is with proper wisdom, one becomes disenchanted with the earth element and makes the mind dispassionate towards the earth element. You no more delight in this earth element. You get it of the lust, the desire for your body. Then you are free from attachment to your body. Okay. The next one is water element. This is the element of cohesion, which provides the binding force for the different elements. It holds or binds the other three elements of earth, wind and fire together and prevents them from being scattered. Our organ, you know, all the organ inside heart, spleen, lung, liver and so on, why they can stay in their position? Why they do not scatter away? Because of water element. So water element has characteristic of cohesion. Cohere all the part of the organ so that they do not scatter away. And also water element has flowing as characteristic. Flowing, for example, the tear flows, the blood flows, the sweat flows, the urine flows. Whatever has characteristic of flowing inside the body is called water element. So you can scan after you familiar with the earth element, you scan the body again from top of the head down to the sole. You feel whatever has flowing, the characteristic of flowing, then you recognize it as water element, water element, water element. Or if you feel the characteristic of cohesion inside the body, the binding force, then you recognize it as water element, water element. But if it's not clear to you, then you recite the 12. Bile, phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, grease, spitters, snot, oil of the joints and urine. So you recite this 12. So when you recite this 12, then the flowing, the characteristic of flowing will become clear. Then you recognize, oh, water element, water element. So this is how we use the conventional truth. Phlegm, pus, blood, sweat, all these are conventional truth. So we use conventional truth to reach ultimate truth, which is flowing. Okay, so first one, you direct listen the ultimate truth of flowing. But if it does not come clear to you, then we must be skillful. Use the conventional truth to reach ultimate truth. Okay. So you must discern until it become clear. Before it become clear, you should not change to another element. So earth element, the starting for earth element, you can bite your teeth, just bite, then you feel the hardness, this earth element. Then you remember that hardness, then with that memory of hardness, then you move your attention down, then very easy you can see earth element. And when the earth element, the hardness become clear to you, then you move to water element. You don't stay on the earth element, the hardness, for the whole day until your body become a rock. Then your meditation will not improve because it becomes so unbearable. So to practice these four elements, the balancing of four elements are very important for the concentration to develop. So once the earth element become clear, stop. Don't go again. Go again, it become excessive. When it's excessive, it become unbearable. When it's unbearable, the concentration falls down. So use your intelligence. Okay, next we go to fire element. Once you're familiar with earth element, become clear, go to water element. Then next go to fire element. This is the element of heat and maturing. The internal fire element is that by which one is warm, aged, and is consumed, and that by which what is tasted, eaten, and drunk is consumed and completely digested. So fire element, the easy way is that you pay attention to the bodily temperature. We have bodily temperature. You just pay attention to the bodily temperature from top of the head down to the sole. If you can feel a little bit warm, then you mentally note there is fire element, that's enough. But sometimes you want to increase, you want to know more about fire element, then you pay attention to your digestive fire, then you think, oh, why food is digested? Because of digestive fire. So there's also digestive fire belong to fire element. And also your black hair now turn to grey color. So investigate why. Excessive fire element. The fire element has turned your black hair to the grey hair. So you know it's fire element. So even you dye your color, it will turn to grey again because the fire element is operating all the time. Okay, then the food, the drink, they get all consumed, digested, belong to fire element. So sometimes you need to think. Then you comprehend it throughout the body, from top of the head down to soul again and again until it becomes clear to you. Then after that, you move to wind element. Wind element is the element of motion and distension. And wind element has the characteristic of supporting and is experienced as tangible pressure, pushing and vibrating. Okay, before I go to wind element, after you finish earth element, internally, please go to externally again. Water element also, internally, externally, then fire element, internally and externally. Okay, now we come to wind element. So there are six types of wind element. Upgoing winds, down. Upgoing winds that cause you coughing, belching, and downgoing winds that cause motion. Then winds in the belly, winds in the bowels, winds that curse through the limbs, and in-breath and out-breath. Then you may ask, upgoing wind, how to discern upgoing winds when I'm not belching, when I'm not coughing? Then how to discern? So downgoing wind. How to listen this? So if it is not present, you don't have to listen. You discern what is present, your in-breath and out-breath, all the time. So you can discard what is not clear and keep what is clear with you. In-breath and out-breath, you have been practicing 2 days, so it's very clear to you. So you just in-breath, out-breath. This time, you don't say in-breath, out-breath. This time you say wind element. Okay, change the words. Wind element, or the rising and falling of the abdomen. It's also wind element. The palpitation of the heart, is also wind element. Whatever has motion or movement in the body belong to wind element. So from top of the head down to soul, you move your attention again and again until it becomes clear to you. So another characteristic of wind element is supporting. Supporting. Huh? If you want to feel the supporting more clearly, first you sit like bending your body forward. Huh? Then you strengthen up. Then you can feel the supporting force very easily. Then you recognize this is called supporting. So supporting is very easy to discern. Then after that, if you're familiar with the wind element internally, you go to externally. How you go to externally? What you experience internally, you project it out as externally by inferent knowledge. So once you have discerned this wind element, then mentally you must note it is mere simply wind element, simply wind element. It's not I, not mine, not myself. It's very important to note, to contemplate in this way. If not, you will not remove the perception of self. If you just know earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, but you do not contemplate them as simply element, not a person, not a self, not a being, then you are unable to remove the perception of being. So this is called wise attention, wise attention to the elements. So after each element, you have to contemplate it as simply element. Whether it's earth element, water, fire, and wind, you must contemplate them as simply elements and see with wisdom. This is not mine, this I am not, this is not myself. And get disenchanted with the four elements. So I remember once when I was in Florida, one of the meditators, she practiced these four elements. Then one day she came to me crying, sister, it says so terrifying, so scary. When I practice four elements, I cannot see any self. So she's crying. I say, congratulations. You have reached the goal of this practice. The goal of this practice is not to see any self. But because she cling to the self so strongly that she gets so frightened. So for us, we know the end. Now we know the teaching of the Buddha is non-self. So if we cannot see self in this four element, we will be very pleased. We will get disenchanted and we will be liberated from our attachment to this four element. When you see non-self, attachment comes from having a self. When there's no self, what are you going to attach? So when you practice this four element, if you see non-self, don't cry, okay? Okay, in summary, in our bodies, the earth element serves as the foundation and is held together by the cohesion of the water element, maintained by the fire element, and make mobile and supported by the wind element. So this four elements meditation can reach excess concentration and also is the base for vipassana. Why four elements meditation cannot reach jhana? Because you have to think a lot of vitakka, application of the mind. You got to think, what is what has characteristic of hardness and go changing from the earth, change to water, change to fire, change to wind. Not my mindfulness of breathing, only one object. That's one object, the mind go very deeply. But four elements, no, four objects. And one object got, sometimes got two characteristics, some have four characteristics, so many objects. And sometimes you got to think. Because of that thinking, vitaka, that's why it cannot reach jhana. Only reach excess concentration. Okay. And this four element meditation is for intelligent people. You can try, see how intelligent you are. You try this four element. It won't take long. If you are, you know, if you are highly intelligent, maybe a few days you can see only element, no self. Not anapana. The nimitta comes so happy, go away so quick, then comes again, go away, you know. You have to be very patient for the nimitta to appear. But four elements, meditation is not like that. No? Okay, so after you scan the element from top of the head down to the sole, again, and when it becomes clear, then the next step is don't move, don't scan the body anymore. Just take the whole body as a whole. Okay, take the whole body as a whole, just like overlook, like stand on top of the hill and look down. Then see the one house, the whole house together. So you take the whole body as a whole, then see what earth element. You must choose one or two, either hardness or roughness. When you see, try to see the whole body as a whole, hardness, you should contemplate earth element, see hardness and contemplate it as earth element. So sometimes when you see earth element, at the same time, you also can see water element, fire element, you can see another two, or sometimes you can see another one. While observing the water of earth element, you also can see wind element. Sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four together you can listen. If you at one stretch, one observe, one look, you can see four together, it means that your wisdom is very sharp. Your mindfulness becomes sharper and sharper. But anyway, if you at one glance, you can see four together, you should also distinguish. This is earth element, this water element, this fire element, this wind element, so that they will not mix up. So your knowledge will not mix up. You still know clearly earth element is earth element, water is water element. Although at one glance you can see four together. But at one glance, if you cannot see four together, then you go one by one. Earth element, whatever has characteristic of earth element, then you, whatever has characteristic of hardness is earth element. Then you recognize earth element. Then if it becomes clear, then you go to whatever has characteristic of flowing and cohesion is water element. Then if it becomes clear, go to next one. Whatever has characteristic of heat and cold. So just now I forgot to mention cold. Heat and cold is also relative. When it's not so hot, it's what? Cold. Yes. So if you cannot see heat, for example, in the winter, how can I discern the fire element? Then you take the cold. Cold is also fire element. So you take the cold, then contemplate it as fire element. And when it becomes clear, then you go to the last one, wind element. So you keep on listening. Now take the whole body as a whole. Keep on listening. Patthavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayo, earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, again and again, until your body emit light. Light again. Four element also got light. But the light is not like anapana. Anapana, the light comes from nostril. All elements meditation, the light comes from internal. The internal body, you will see emit light. When you see the body emit light, then you also discern four elements in that light. Light is also materiality. As I say, all materiality made up by four elements. So you also discern four elements in that light. Again and again, then you will see the whole body become ice block. Like ice block. Then you pay attention four elements again and again and again, and this ice block may break down into billions of particles. Billions of particles arising and passing away, arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Then at that time, you can see the impermanent nature of the body. It's the whole body in a state of flux. No solid at all. How to cling to it? How to cling to this state of flux arising and passing away? Then you lose the perception of beings, you lose the perception of self, you get disenchanted with this arising and passing away. Then you reach the end of this meditation. Okay. And during the course of the practice, sometimes the element may out of balance. Out of balance. For example, you pay attention to the hardness too much. Then the body becomes so rigid, like rock, like stone, then become unbearable. So at that time, you should pay attention to the softness. Don't pay attention to the hardness anymore. Pay attention to the softness to balance it. Only elements in balance, then concentration develop. Please remember this point. So whatever you feel that one of the elements is out of balance, try to use the opposite one to balance it. For example, movement. For some meditator, when they sit, the wind may be too strong, so the body start to swaying, because wind element too strong. So we have two characteristics of wind element. What are they? Pushing and supporting, or movement or supporting. So movement. If movement is too excessive, then the body sway. If sway like that, how can develop concentration? So how to balance it? Use supporting. Yes, supporting. Now sit straight. Use the force of supporting, then the body, the swaying will stop. So in the course of practice, the element may out of balance. So when the element out of balance, try to use the opposite. For example, roughness too strong, use smoothness. Heaviness too strong, use lightness. So you must know how to balance the element. Okay. So when you keep on discerning the four elements, earth element, water, fire, wind, again and again, by resolution of the compactness, by resolution of the compactness to elements, then gradually you will lose the perception of living being. And the mind establishes itself upon elements. Just as a butcher, while feeding the cow, keeping it tied and seeing it slaughtered and dead, does not lose perception of cow, so long he has not cut it and divided it into parts. So after dividing, the butcher dividing the cows into parts, then they sell, then they sell to other people, then they lose the perception of cow. He didn't think that I'm selling the cow, but he think I'm selling the meat. So also, if you do not discerning the four elements by resolution of the compactness of two elements, then you remain entertaining the perception of living being. Only by resolution of the compactness to element, then you lose the perception of living beings. Okay, and sometimes, just now I mentioned that there are three ways to approach this element's meditation. Once you keep on discerning the four elements, then gradually you leave the you. Lose the perception of living being. You see non-self nature. Just like I mentioned, the yogi who see non-self and feel so sad. Okay. The second part is when you discern again and again and again and again, you see the whole body like vibrating, bubbling, you know, bubble rising and passing away. The vibration, billions of whole body is very subtle vibration. You don't see any solidity. Just vibrating, vibrating, then you see the impermanent nature of the body. And sometimes when you keep on discerning these four elements meditation, and because elements may out of balance, and a very strong suffering arise in you. And these four elements appear to you like a murderer with raised sword wanting to kill you. Or like a four poisonous snakes. So it will appear to you, you know, these four elements just like murderer with a raised sword wanting to kill you, or appear to you as suffering. Four elements just appear to you as suffering, suffering, the undesirable and undesirable. Then at that time you should contemplate the suffering nature of this form aggregate. So you experience non-self nature, you experience impermanent nature, and you experience the suffering nature of this body. And if you want to proceed, you can go to the mind. The mind who look on this four element is also suffering. Without this mind, how peaceful it is. You don't have to experience this impermanent nature of arising and passing away of these four elements. You don't have to see, you don't have to endure this suffering nature of the body, the undesirable aspect of the body. Only with mind you have to suffer the pain of the body. Without this mind cognize it, then just like corpse, no suffering, because no mental factors, no mind. So from the body, you should move to the mind and see the mind, the existing of the mind is also another type of suffering. So both mind and body are also suffering, suffering, suffering. Then sometimes you wish that this suffering cease. The wish may arise in you. May this suffering of both body and mind cease. Then you come to understand a very, very famous word told by the Buddha. Whatever arising is the arising of suffering. Whatever ceases is the cessation of suffering. No person, no being, no self. Whatever arises, only four elements, just arising of suffering. If this four elements cease, it's a cessation of suffering. There's no person, no being, no self. Then you feel the great joys of non-clinging. Once you understand this body as it really is, it's only suffering, it's only non-self, it's impermanent, arising and passing away. How can I cling to things keep on arising and passing away? How should I cling? How can I cling to things which bring me so much suffering? Then you let go. You start to let go of the lust. Let go of the desire for the body. So this is the end of four elements meditation. Okay, any question? Any question? Yes. So internal, external. So because I cannot hear clearly. There are two ways. One is animate, one is inanimate. So you can take animate one. For example, your beloved person, your wife, your mother, you know, and see, not see them as beings, see them in way of four elements, just like you see your body as four elements. Then you project, you know, once you see your body as four elements, you project that knowledge to this external, animate person. Okay? To remove the lust for her. Okay? Any other question?
This is a devil's advocate to the question. We have to ask if the body is suffering, if the mind is suffering, why not accept the case for suicide?
Suicide. Suicide, you have to reborn again. Then, once you reborn again, you suicide again. Then you have to reborn again. Then you suicide again. Never end. Okay? And those who suicide most properly, if you believe in future life, most properly go to the four worldhood states. Not human being, not deva. Those who suicide, no? Because in the teaching of the Buddha, the last mind moment of dying person is very crucial. That decide where he will be reborn. So a person suicide, do you think he suicide with happiness? No. He suicide with sorrow, you know, all the unwholesome mental factors. So with this unwholesome mental factor as last moment of the thought, then will bring him to the one of the four woeful states. Maybe he will be reborn as hell beings, or hungry ghosts, or animals. So not worth it, huh?
And so literal reincarnation is video self-annihilation.
Do you believe reincarnation?
I believe.
We don't say in reincarnation, we say rebirth.
As they discussed it here, what's the difference between micro rebirth and macro rebirth? Bhante Ramula once said that in order to classify yourself as a Buddhist, there were like two requirements, and one of them was belief in reincarnation, that micro reincarnation was accepted, as opposed to the broader macro reincarnation. I'm not suicidal, by the way. I'm just wrestling with the logic.
So what is your, I still cannot grasp, what is your main question? Can somebody help me?
You don't believe in reincarnation, why not kill yourself? If you only believe in reincarnation moment to moment in your life, but you don't accept life to life reincarnation, why not kill yourself?
Your question? Again, please. slowly. Okay. Yes.
Says that he accepts rebirth within the life, but not rebirth from lifetime to lifetime.
Okay.
Then the suicide question comes up.
No, when we say rebirth, there are two ways. Yes, rebirth from this within this life, and rebirth from one life to another. There are two types of rebirth. You know? So if I say the suicide one is connected with the next rebirth, they bring even worse consequences than the present one. Unless when while committing suicide, you can attain arahantship. That is good.
Oh, I was just going to recap. I think what you were saying, he was asking how I put it, if the body is suffering and the mind is suffering, and you don't believe in reincarnation, why not just throw in the towel and commit suicide? But I think the point that's kind of, you know, is it, you know, yes, it's suffering, but forgetting that there's an end to suffering, and try to liberate yourself from the benefit of all beings. And so it's not just about us, it's not just about you. There is an end to that suffering.
Okay. Become a monk? Okay. So, I know most of Westerners do not believe in rebirth. Even some of the monks, they do not believe in rebirth. But I would like you to have open mind. You know? Neither believe nor not believe. Because if you totally deny the rebirth, I think it brings you a lot of suffering. If you believe it, you know, keep it open, you know, then you will, at least you will follow the righteous way. Because you worry that you have bad future rebirth, then you know how to restrain yourself in this lifetime. So whether you believe or sometimes whether you believe or not, the thing happened not according to your belief. This is an important point. The thing happened not according to your belief. Okay, so this one point. Another point, if there's only suffering, mind and body also suffering. Okay, why not? Mind and body suffering, but if you do not cling to that suffering, you are free. This is the point. So we practice in order to see enough, to see thoroughly the suffering nature of mind and body in order not to cling. Then you reach liberation. Without seeing enough the nature of suffering, we remain clinging, crave for this and that, this body and mind. So Arahant, do you think Arahant happy? Yes. Arahant is a very happy person, but Arahant also have bodily suffering. Why Arahant not kill himself? He killed him. If Arahant killed himself, he has no rebirth. How nice. But because Arahant do not cling to the body and mind, so suffering to him is nothing. So our practice is to reach a state liberation through non-clinging to body and mind. So I can remain, live very happily in this world, although the suffering is still there. So it's not necessary to commit suicide. Okay? Okay.
You can, you know, the mind can do this very well, but when you're in
In the world, mean in daily life?
Yeah, okay. Even in the monastery.
Okay, okay. We contemplate earth element, not softness, earth element.
Okay.
Okay. Then? Oh, okay. In the beginning, you just internal, external. But once you become so proficiency, you know, proficient in your meditation, you also can contemplate all external. No need to come back internal, external. No need. Depend on your proficiency of your state, of your meditation. And sometimes you can just finish the four elements internally first, then go to external. Or you don't have to go to externally, also you can achieve very good concentration. But you not yet get rid the attachment to the external person only. Only you feel that you want to get rid the attachment to the external beings, then you contemplate them as element. Sometimes internally alone also enough. But for your knowledge to be more comprehensive, you practice internally, externally, internally, externally. Yes?
Does
eventually
internal and external kind of disappear? There is no internal, external, because it's all...
It's kind of what?
Disappears. There is no internal, there is no external.
Yes, possible. You only see element. But I think it's better start with the internal, external, until you feel only element, then you don't care it's internal or external. Yes?
This meditation only deals with these four elements, not the space or mind element?
Okay.
You started by talking about conditional reality versus ultimate reality. And so if we look at our loved ones from the standpoint of ultimate reality, it's four elements. The feeling of compassion, is that something that only relates to conventional reality, seen in a more conventional sense as human beings? So compassion is more on the conventional side?
Yes, right, you are right. That's why compassion is samatha meditation. Samatha meditation takes conventional truth. Four element is vipassana, more on vipassana meditation. So the four Brahma vihara, metta, karuna, mudita, equanimity, these four all take sentient beings. So they are all samatha concentration meditation, not vipassana meditation. Okay, time's up. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.